This is Preview on the Classical Station. I'm Rob Kennedy. Our guest this week is pianist Garrick Olson. Garrick talked about his recording of the Beethoven piano concertos.
Garrick Olson, tell our listeners about studying with the famed pianist Claudio Arrau.
I'm happy to talk about Maestro Arrau and my intense experience with him. I didn't really study with him for very long. It was two summers, the summer of 73 and the summer of 74, and I had roughly about 12 sessions with him, either at his home in Douglaston or up in Chester, Vermont, where his summer home was. It was a hyper-intense experience for many reasons, because I've iterated him so much. He was a musician and pianist and teacher for whom, how can I put it, no detail was too small and no concept was too large to be considered. I had studied previously for 7 years with one of his students or disciples, Holger Barabini, who was a great teacher. So I was very familiar with his weight methodology and free use of joints and playing without tensions. So we say when he didn't have to do remedial work with me. Most of the work was on actual musical content and understanding. First of all, just a bit more concretely, he would teach in those days, I guess he was about 17, 32 in those days, he would teach usually about one lesson a day when he wanted to, and it was usually in the mid-late afternoon, because he would do his own work during the morning and have the rest. And he was incredibly intense. The sessions lasted about 2 hours each. He did not, as you might say, too casually phone it in. He paid attention to everything, including not only body issues, but breathing issues and fingering and philosophical concept and musical principle. I would say he didn't teach an interpretation. He never demonstrated for me or for any students. He was absolutely against that. He felt that talented people mimic very easily, but then they mimic and they sort of do it more or less like the teacher just played, and then they get home and they don't know quite what they've done. He was much more concerned in seeing that I understood the concept behind something. I'll give you a quick example of that. In the Beethoven First Concerto, the second movement, there's a return of the theme, which has a rather bel canto, almost waltz-like accompaniment. So there are three things going on. There's a tune, there's a bass line, which he marks, you know, make these notes marcato, and the middle texture voices. We spent on these 8 bars of music probably a half an hour, first with the bass line, playing it like a good bass section of a good orchestra. How much vibrato would you imagine? Now, you can't do vibrato on the piano, but you have to imagine the illusion of it, because a piano is an instrument of illusion. All it can do is make a diminuendo. And then he wanted to work at the middle voices. Are they strings? Are they winds? What's the nuance? What's the harmonic tension and relaxation within that? Then add the melody. And afterwards, we were both quite exhausted, and he said, because I wasn't succeeding in doing in what either he or Beethoven, what he wanted or Beethoven had written, but he said, I'm now satisfied that you understand the idea. And he said, please, please, he said, when you go home, he said, you're good enough, you can make things sound good anyway. He said, but please learn to master this way, not only because it's what Beethoven wrote, but because these will give you a whole range of tools and technical abilities and musical thoughts that will be with you for the rest of your life. So even if you choose not to do it this way, you will have learned a lot. So in other words, it wasn't about coaching me for a particular performance or to do it a particular way. He wanted to see that I understood at the deepest level. I hope that's a good explanation, because I think most listeners who admire him feel that there was a great depth to everything he did, and a kind of a very passionate and very, very beautiful and very convincing way of interpreting, but not at all superficial or going just for mere charm or mere effect. So I hope that more or less describes him a little bit.
That gives us a wonderful musical portrait of the man. Thank you so much. Garrick, take our listeners behind the scenes and tell us what it was like working with Sir Donald Runnicles and the Grand Teton Music Festival Orchestra in recording the 5 Beethoven piano concerti.
In 2020, of course, the COVID year, we were going to celebrate Beethoven's anniversary, as most of the world was doing, by playing the 5 Beethoven concertos. Sir Donald requested that would I consider doing them all in one weekend of concerts. And I thought about it, and I said yes, because I've played most of these pieces over 100 times in my life. And although you never get casual about such great music, once you've played, let's say, The Emperor or The Fourth over 100 times, it's a mountain you know how to climb, whereas the first time you do it, you're not sure you can even do it. You're just happy to get to the top, even if you're slightly wounded and not too sure of yourself. But when you climb the mountain repeated times, you begin to know where you can take it easy and where you can concentrate and where your strong points are and weak points. So I felt very confident about that. Then COVID happened. It all got moved to 2022. Then the possibility of the reference recording came up as well. Back when I was a little pianist, I was a little guy, the recording industry was more powerful and wealthy than it is now. More orchestras have to produce their own recordings one way or the other, so the Grand Teton Festival made this possible. In fact, what we did during that week was record every single rehearsal and every single performance and had a couple of patch sessions as well after the concerts. It's one thing to release a live recording of something, and if you'll pardon my saying so, warts and all. In other words, in any live performance, even the best one you've ever heard, there'll be some things which, if you listen carefully, you wish weren't there. And I don't only mean a wrong note, but a noise in the hall or a pedal noise in the piano or a note that's slightly out of tune in the unison or something, or even once in a while a wrong entrance, even in the terrific orchestra. So it is possible that things happen. So you want to be able to cover that pretty well, and that's why everything was recorded. So it was a very, very, very intense week, quite exhausting, as a matter of fact, because we had so many rehearsals and we had the two performances to cover an enormous amount of material. But I was also confident in my relationship with Donald, who I've known now musically. I guess the first time we played together was 1995 in London, and I actually knew him socially when he was music director of the San Francisco Opera, and of course heard him here many times, because that's where I live. We worked together plenty of times so that I felt musically very secure with him and then he with me. So we didn't really have any conceptual issues of significance. In other words, when the soloists and conductor get together to discuss what they're going to do, it wouldn't be like a bad Hollywood film where the maestro says, "This is an intolerable tempo, I can't work this way," or vice versa, that the soloist says something equally. Most music making isn't a bad film. Most music making is very cooperative. And we discovered that we had plenty of affinity on all of these pieces. We just worked like crazy and did the best we could. Very happy with the result. The orchestra is fantastic. His orchestra at the Grand Teton Festival is sort of a group, some of which comes every summer, but many of which rotate. And they're some of the best players from some of the best orchestras in the world who love to come to this beautiful place and have, of course, worked very hard, but also have a beautiful environment. It was a wonderful experience. I have to say I was completely fried when it was finished, but that's only to be expected.
Garrick, thank you for providing one of the most interesting conversations I've had recently.
My great pleasure. Thank you. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
Our guest on Preview has been pianist Garrick Olson. For more information about our programming, please visit our website, theclassicalstation.org. And thank you for your support.